ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley. Welcome to the Justin Cohen Show. We're on WWDB Talk 860. We've got a phenomenal show. Welcome in our host, Justin Cohen. How are you, sir?
Joseph D. Great to see you.
It's my pleasure. Certainly ecstatic about the program. And we're going to, you know, we always like to, you know, talk about, you know, little sports and all those things before we get into the law. But I don't want to leave your guest,
yes,
you know, out of that conversation. If you would, introduce us to who your guest is.
Sure. To my left is the distinguished, handsome young man, Ben Steinberg of the firm of Lerner & Steinberg. I have known these guys for a very long time. Ben is a personal friend of mine. Fantastic Pennsylvania workers' comp and personal injury attorneys located out there in Bucks County. What exact town are you in?
So we're in Feasterville, Bucks County.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. If you would, before we get into introducing your practice, let's talk a little sports. So this broadcast is going to air a week later. So we have no idea where we're going to be at. We have the Eagles. Playing Dallas this weekend.
Yep. By the way, there's a lot going on when Dallas week is secondary.
Unbelievable.
On the sports radio stations.
It is. But you know what's interesting about Dallas week? Couple of years we had them on it was inconsequential,
right?
What one was like New Year's Eve and one was on and everything, you know, like I don't think there was anything on the line.
No. And they've been kicking our butt,
oh my god,
for the last 3 or 4 years. Well, anyway,
you know what I like about that? It's called the law of averages.
That's right.
Our turn.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And
let's hope so. You're going to feel pretty dumb if we get our ass kicked.
Eventually,
when the Sanders next week.
I'll be saying, well, look, the law of averages increases next
yeah,
year.
Yeah, exactly right. That's exactly right.
Are you a big sports fan, Ben?
I am, Joe. Yes.
Phillies. And we're you know, recording this broadcast after the Phillies lost 3-0.
Which, by the way, I did not sleep. I tried sleeping, and I saw that Hoskins. By the way, they gave it a hit, but like
they
gave it a hit. Like that's a joke.
Yeah.
I saw that. I just continue to see that error over and over and over.
Oh my god! It's a very painful. Listen. My wife was talking about the Bill Buckner. It was not that.
It was no.
And by the way, that was one of the most tragic situations ever, because it was a dribbler. Last night's hit with Hoskins,
he smoked it, but you got to catch that ball.
A-Rod, man. All the things they could have talked about when after the game and the post game, and A-Rod went right to that.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, you're a hockey goalie, man. That ball cannot get by you.
You got Atlanta on you win that game yesterday, it's over. It's over. Now you got to do a split, win one at home, and the series over. You have Nola pitching. It changed the entire. Now listen, if you would have told me before the series that we'd be in a situation, I would have taken it.
Right.
But you get greedy after you win game one, you know?
But we've never won 4 playoff games in a row. So, you know, we win 3 and all of a sudden delusions of grandeur happen. We're already done. Listen. I already got my place picked on the parkway for that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I got to tell you, my wife, who I just am now married a year as of last week, we made it a year.
Awesome.
Which was the shock
of
the century.
Ben and I were talking about that.
Vegas lost a lot of money on those odds.
That's right.
And she's never obviously known me since the Phillies have been in the playoffs, of course. She was actually 15 the last time the Phillies were in the playoffs, which is frightening.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You were 28 and you were already dating.
No. For all the criminal attorneys listening out there, no. I was not. But so I will readily admit, I can't watch the games. It's too much. Have you ever seen the movie Moneyball?
Yeah, of course.
You know how Brad Pitt, who plays Billy
Bean, didn't want to watch.
He doesn't watch. Like the Jonah Hill's character goes, "Oh, you coming out?" He goes, "No, I don't watch the games." So that's me. I can't do it.
I know. What you mean.
I just can't do it. My heart can't take
it. Last night, after fourth inning, I went downstairs and got work done.
It's too much. It's too much.
But not seeing it live though would eat me up.
So and I get it. You almost, because it's torture waiting, because I'm game casting on my phone.
You're looking at it on your phone and you're just seeing little dots. I'd rather see what's going on live and just feel the heartache or the, you know, or the excitement with it instead of the little dots.
That's fair. I don't know why. I just, bad stuff happens when I watch.
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you, the only time this playoff so far I turned a game on was the bottom of the ninth inning against the Braves in game one.
My God.
I turn the TV on, and Olsen hits a bomb to dead center field. And I'm like, okay.
Well, by the way, Olsen is he's the one who hit
that. Screw Matt Olsen.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? We should go get some of Ben Steinberg's thug friends to get rid of. Yeah. We're just kidding, Ben.
Ben weighs 110 pounds soaking wet.
That's what makes him deceiving.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Take your shot. Nothing but air and opportunity.
Yeah, there you go.
Name Steinberg.
There you go. We'll see what happens, man.
No doubt about it. But let's face it. A week or two ago, we were just happy to be in. That's what I said to my wife.
Know.
My wife's a huge Phillies fan, and so am I. We all are. But she's getting, like, she's... Her she's like going through the roof with every pitch, and I'm going, Elaine, two weeks ago we were just thankful
dying to get in to play in that play-in series.
Yeah, just happy to be here. Not anymore.
Yeah, but now that you're here, it's not good enough. Now you got to take the next step.
And you want a series.
You want to get to the World Series now.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Exactly. And we did. We won a series, and so we could go on forever.
I know.
Touch a little bit on Dallas week. We're 4-0.
Yeah.
4 or 5-0 now.
5-0. All right.
5-0. Okay. It's a test, fellas. But we're 5-0, but Joe Krause does the...
His post-game show is popping,
it
man.
Is. So Seth Joyner's on it. Joe's my broadcast partner, and I've taught Joe everything he knows. He's not here right now, so we'll say whatever.
I have a bone to pick with Seth Joyner, man, on his post-game show.
Well, let me just say this, though. Seth talked about, you want to play that you know,
prevent
defense. Crap, yeah. They're going to eat you up down. If you look at how we beat Kansas City, and I know by the time people are listening to this, the Dallas game's
over.
Will
be over, right?
Yeah, and so we don't. But he was just simply talking. You cannot, you know, play that loose. And against, a quarterback.
Yeah, Kyler Murray's got some talent,
right?
Man. Yeah.
So you look at that, and he was just making that point that, we have to. We got to play tighter or we're not going to beat the Dallas.
You got to say, I agree. But he did use the word something like get embarrassed by Dallas or something like that. And I was like, come on, man.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And definitely.
And assess the best.
I love him.
And I love that he's so invested. He was pissed at the way that Eagles game ended. And I was too. But he still got a W on the road without, who didn't play? Who's out? Mailata.
Oh, yeah, Mailata.
Yeah.
But you know what's interesting? If you looked, Ben, did you see the game?
I did.
If you look at what happened at that last two plays of that game.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray slides. Now, this is
a
$250 million quarterback. He slides a yard.
Before the first down.
They bring in the kicker, who, by the way, they showed the videos of him kept slicing it right before the game.
Right, yeah. Yep.
And
he's a Philly guy, by the way, Amendola.
Is he?
He's North Penn High School. Yeah.
God bless him.
I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Good for you, Matt.
By the way, what's his name?
Matt Amendola.
Matt.
Yeah. Way to look out for your city, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much. But here's the thing. Three mistakes are made. Obviously, the kick, the slide. And if I'm the coach, I'm definitely going for it.
Right.
Because now, I don't know how many timeouts they had. So
I don't think they had any.
I think they had the one.
So when he slid, they had to call a timeout.
Right.
But. Either way, they could have got – 22 seconds left. They get that ball closer, and he makes that field goal. So there was –
We were going to lose in overtime. That game was slipping through our
fingers. It was set up. We were
going to lose.
Everybody saw
Murray's
last series before it happened. We were not going to be able to stop. Guess what?
They went 90 yards.
We'll take it.
We'll
take it. 100%. Because, at the end of the year when they're looking at
– They don't care how close the game was,
they don't care.
Man.
It's certainly.
It is pretty crazy the Eagles are 5-0, so there's 12 games left. So if they go 6-6 over the next 12 games, they'll be 11-6. That's a playoff team anyway, right?
Even now that they're 5-0,
I know
like the Phillies.
Right, I know you want more.
You want the first round bye. You want the home field advantage.
No, that's
everything
true.
Set up the way you're looking at it.
Everybody's
now.
Like, I just want to get in. I don't care what happens.
But if you rewind 6 weeks ago and somebody was like, "Oh, you guys can go 11-6," we all would have been like, "I'm in for that."
It's just human nature.
I know
it's
to get greedy.
Just get me into school, and I want to be the valedictorian.
Right,
that's the way we're rolling.
Just get me to school, and I want to be the girl to date Ben Steinberg. You know?
That's right. Now you're the big man on campus.
Yeah,
and all that
exactly.
Crap. All right, so let's have a little bit of we had so
get down to brass tacks.
Right, let's do it. So Ben, if you would, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and, you know, your practice and the firm.
Sure. Ben Steinberg.
Thank you, Ben.
You're playing me off already.
Thanks for stopping by.
I'm sorry, my guy.
Love a good joke. Yeah. Ben Steinberg, firm's Lerner Steinberg & Associates. Our main office is located in Feasterville, Pennsylvania in Bucks County. We handle workers' compensation and personal injury, which includes car accidents, slip and fall, dog bites, medical malpractice. And we handle everything on the basically east coast of Pennsylvania, so Philadelphia, the surrounding counties. We go to Reading, Allentown, Scranton. Anyone that's injured in any way, shape, or form at any time, really, right. We can help them.
Fantastic. You know, doing PI and work comp, you know, that's there's so much. There's so much there. We're not, you know, we could, so, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of different areas. Let's start off with a little PI.
Sure.
Is, you know, one of our favorite conversations. Well, we're talking sports, yep. Right? So when I watch sports, and you know, I've always loved them like we all do. During the commercials, okay, there's some, you know, my wife, you know, started to notice since I've been doing legal radio for a while. You know, by the way, I just want to let you know, Ben, and this is important, I have full coverage. So I'm awesome. What I do is I'll watch TV. I want the Rogers rate.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And what's cool about that is they'll only give me what I need.
Right.
That's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's right.
And so now here's a trivia question. With everything I just said, am I okay or am I not okay?
We got to dig a little deeper, Joe, and find out if you got full tort or limited tort.
Exactly.
Because that's really the crux of what your case is going to hinge on in terms of value and everything else going forward is full tort and limited tort, not the full coverage that everyone thinks that they have.
Exactly. So having said that, this conversation of the auto and insurance that my, and I'm sitting there, my wife's looking at me and I'm cursing. I'm going, son. She's like, what the heck is wrong with you?
Right.
I'm going, look at what's going on right there. I think that this is me personally. The only thing I can't imagine having any more of an arrogant statement than we only get you what you need.
Right.
What do I need? Talk to me about what I don't even know. I haven't even been in the accident yet.
Right.
Okay.
We're all rooting for it, Joe. Yeah. As long as you have full tour. Right.
Listen, I hear you on the phone. He's gone now. Listen, I want you to lay him out.
Stop short, okay? It's raining. Joe's behind you. Hit the brakes, man. Stop.
That's like the Costanzo thing. Right?
Exactly. That,
did you stop short? Let's get into this conversation because for some reason, okay, you get the bundling and you get the price. They focus on that, but the fact of the matter is that there's so much more to auto insurance that people don't understand. Let's talk about that particular point because I equate it after being educated by Justin and a lot of the shows we've done to having somebody walk on a tightrope. They think they have a net underneath of them, but it's really not there. So let's talk about the types of coverages you should have or you should consider and educate the public.
Sure. I do work in Pennsylvania, so I'll speak strictly with Pennsylvania.
Sure.
So in Pennsylvania, you have either full tort or limited tort, and in limited tort, you have to show a serious and permanent injury if you want to be able to recover for a car accident.
For your bodily harm.
For your bodily harm. And there's a few exceptions to that. One is if you're in Pennsylvania, you're hit by an out-of-state driver, or if you're on a commercial vehicle, or the person who hit you is a drunk driver and convicted of a DUI. But is that a chance you want to take when you're in a car accident or not?
Right. Exactly.
If you have full tort, you're entitled to recover for bodily injury, regardless of how severe or less severe your accident and injuries are. So that's one of the most important things. The other most important thing that we tell clients to get is called underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage. And what uninsured motorist coverage is if the party that hit you does not have insurance at all, you have that under your own policy. So you then sue your own insurance company that you pay for so that you're protected by yourself to recover damages. And underinsured is, say your case is worth $100,000 and the car that hit you only has a $15,000 policy.
Right.
you would get the $15,000 from the third party, and then you'd go after your own policy, assuming you have underinsured, for the remainder of it.
Right. Now, what people don't understand is this, is that no matter how egregious that person, you know, is, if they're not from Jersey, if they're not drunk, right, or whatever, you get hit at the negligence of somebody else. You're a victim of whatever they have in regards to insurance.
Exactly.
That's right. You're putting your case and the value of your case in someone else's hands that you've never met before, and the only time you met them is when they caused a car accident hurting you.
Right.
So having underinsured and uninsured, I think, is almost just as important as having full tort.
Right.
Because if you have a significant case and the person that only hit you has $15,000 in coverage, well, that's all you're able to get. And, you know, your case could be worth $100,000, $200,000, whatever that number is, and you're completely unprotected. And that's something that you can protect yourself with, regardless of who's at fault for the
how
accident.
How often, and I'll go to Justin, and then back to you, Ben. How often have you had that issue where somebody thought they had the so-called full coverage, and you know they were in a, you know, they had no idea. And I know it's called something different in Jersey, but they didn't understand the coverage they had.
It's funny. One of my close friends from business school, who is a wildly successful real estate agent. I mean, wildly successful. He was, and he drives a fancy car. And he was rear-ended. I mean, Ben weighs probably twice as much as this guy does, right?
Wow.
So this guy doesn't have a whole lot of meat on his
bones. Ben's got to go 240, 250.
Yeah, but he benches 400. So yeah, it's good.
Well, I tell you, you're risking it, Justin. Reach across the table.
Just toss it in the area. But he was in a really bad accident. I mean, really bad accident. And, you know, knew nothing really other than what his broker told him, that you have full coverage. And in his policy that I was dissecting for him, because he does need significant medical treatment, he was subject to the verbal threshold, which is akin to the limited tort designation in Pennsylvania. It's actually even worse. So if you select the verbal threshold designation in New Jersey, you have to prove through objective medical evidence that you suffered a permanent injury. And it's a really, 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 really difficult standard, right? And it's really tough. And a lot of those cases end up in trial because you have one doctor saying, hey, that this disc herniation is permanent, and you have the other doctor that says this bulge is not permanent, right? This is how a lot of our litigation comes from. And so, you know, unfortunately, because he only had the $15,000 in coverage for liability, which means if he hit somebody, his policy only covers $15,000, which is, by the way, you know, yes, it does save you some money in your policy, but also it exposes him and his family so much because, God forbid, he causes a big accident, right? And that person doesn't have underinsured or uninsured coverage to cover the excess of $15,000 that his policy would pay. Guess what? He has cars, he has assets, he has businesses that are all in his name that can be used for compensation for that injured party if his policy doesn't satisfy what the value of the case is. So he was not only exposing himself with this low policy in the event that he caused an accident, but now that he was the victim of an accident, the other guy who hit him only has, we got confirmation, only has $15,000. And he only has $15,000 in what Ben talked about, that underinsured coverage. And in New Jersey, I think, unlike Pennsylvania, correct me if I'm wrong, Ben, in New Jersey, there's an offset, which means, Joe, and I'll give you the example. Let's say that you hit me and you have a $15,000 policy, okay? And your policy pays me the $15,000. My policy has $100,000 in underinsured coverage. You take the $100,000. You deduct the $15,000 that I already got, okay? So there's $85,000 left. That's the maximum that I can recover. I don't think Pennsylvania has that offset, right?
Correct. There's no offset in Pennsylvania. You can add the two numbers together.
Right.
So in your example, you can get $15,000 from the car that hit you and then an additional $100,000 from your own policy for a total of $115,000.
As if Pennsylvania wasn't already easier and better to practice in so many areas, here's another small example of why New Jersey is very difficult. But I told my friend, I said, listen, you're lucky this wasn't catastrophic because it was very, I mean, his car was totaled, their car was totaled, very lucky to be alive.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, today, call your insurance company and up your coverage to X amount of dollars. And look, but unfortunately, he learned it the hard way. And the maximum he can get from this case for all of his injuries is $15,000. That is the maximum.
And what I had a conversation with somebody, and they talked to me about, well, we'll just up your medical, coverage, right? Well, what that conversation didn't include was the fact that what if I'm maimed and I cannot work? I mean, those people. Why? It seems obvious, but Ben, why do you think that you're not when we talked about the, you know, Rogers rate and Liberty Bibbity and all those, you know, the good hands people, all that stuff, and you know, flow. Well, I mean, listen, I trust flow. So there's no way I'm listening to you, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, but my point is, why don't they educate us?
The insurance companies are out to make more money for the insurance companies, where people like myself and Justin, we're here for the people that get injured in the accident. So we're the ones that will do the discount double check on their policy and then figure out what's going on with it. And we tell clients all the time that have been in accidents that if they have limited tort or low policies, you need to call your agent, or I'll give you an agent that you can talk to that can get you the policy and the protections that you need, that if you're in a subsequent accident, you're now protected. And we've had clients over the years that have been in accidents. We tell them this information, and then they come back, and they have full tour, and they have underinsured and uninsured. And it's a night and day kind of case between the two, because with the limited tort, they're not getting – it's a tougher case to recover from and to get a settlement or win a trial. And then they see a case where they have full tort, and they recognize how much easier and smoother and better their case ends up being.
Right.
So taking our advice with it.
But also, you know, if you're not willing to do it for yourself, your family.
That's right.
You know, look out for them.
Yep. Yep. And when people get their policies, they're talking to an insurance agent. The agent wants to just sell a policy to them. People are just looking at cost a lot of the time. They're not getting the full overall scope of what's in their policy, because I think a lot of these people would, if they know what they're getting and what they're giving up at the time, they would buy the full tort. They would buy the uninsured. They would buy the underinsured, and they would recognize that spending a few extra dollars every month for their car insurance goes a very long way to protecting themselves and their family.
One of the other problems is, and let me know what you think about this, Justin, is people are trying to get their own insurance, and they're going online, and they're not getting educated. Right. They don't understand it no matter what. But and we're all looking just for our monthly payment.
Exactly. Because the short-term satisfaction of the lower premium is great until you actually need your insurance. That's why it's there. It's always worth spending the extra money.
I mean, you can understand why Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers need a lower rate.
Yeah, well, sure, listen, they're both struggling financially.
They are. We're going to throw. By the way, I don't know if you guys are coming to the Pat Mahomes fundraiser we're doing.
I contributed online. I can't make it that day.
You got to understand that the stock market's going down. So he's probably
got a family to feed, man.
The point is, he's probably dipping under $450 million.
Listen, you're right. That's tough. Actually, Matt Rhule, do you know Matt Rhule, who is the former coach of the Carolina Panthers?
No, I don't know anything about his $60 million contract that he demanded after a year.
He is making, and we should also do a fundraiser for him.
We're going to do one.
Mahomes. He's only making $894,000 a month over the next 40 months.
I mean, how can somebody live on that type of stuff?
And he's getting paid not to work during that time.
Right,
no, it's intolerable, Ben. You're not going to stand up for this.
Maybe it's yen. Maybe it's 894,000 yen, but I don't know.
Whatever it is, I'll be the one to make the speech.
Right.
I want to thank everybody for coming.
The Matt Rhule
fundraiser.
Poor
little Matt.
Doesn't have to work for 40 straight months and gets paid $894,000 a month.
Hold on. We got a call right now. The Bentley broke down on the way over here.
Everybody, get the violin
out. Matt, I just heard, speaking of limited tort, Matt couldn't afford the premiums of the full tort, so he just backed up. Okay, gonna have to get rid of that, full tort.
Yes,
the PIP has gone down to 5K.
Times are tough,
man. It is tough.
Times are tough.
Trade that car into a, from the Bentley to. Let's talk about PIP.
Oh boy,
sure.
Okay.
Pennsylvania PIP.
So, Justin, I'm going to kind of educate you there.
Yeah, teach
on
me.
This.
Hit me with it.
You know, even though I didn't pass the bar until my 32nd time, it wasn't really.
Better
wasn't
late
like
than
passing
never,
it.
Man.
I just went into the bar.
Right. Exactly.
You, talk about P.A. Pippen, the $5,000, you know, what is it? What is that?
So PIP stands for personal injury protection. And on your policy, your car policy in Pennsylvania, in general, you have $5,000. That's the least amount of money that you would have on there. And that essentially comes in and steps in for your own health insurance after an accident for the first $5,000 worth of treatment. You can pay on your policy. You can get $10,000. I've had clients that had $100,000 in PIP on their policies. But that's after you're in an accident, whether you're at fault for the accident or not,
right.
You go through your own policy, and that pays the PIP for you, meaning your medical treatment for you. And then once that is dried up, then either the doctors will have either a lien against your case where we can help negotiate those things with you, or your health insurance would then kick in, and your health insurance would pay the doctors, just like any other kind of
and
doctor. Again,
the $5,000 minimum is archaic.
$5,000.
That's a hospital visit,
yeah,
right?
If you go to the hospital and you're seen and they do, you know, a CT or an X-ray, yeah.
It's
you know,
done.
You're done before before they even out.
And then if you have a big deductible, you know, a lot of these, the healthcare marketplace, a lot of them have big deductibles. That's how it plays in. Talk about what you think people should have. And this is in PA. We're going to obviously talk about Jersey in a minute, but
sure. People should have more, I think. $10,000, I think, is what people should have, because that'll cover the hospital bill, which is really the hardest thing to negotiate. Where after you're injured, if you come to us and we help set you up with a doctor, they're doctors that we know that we can help with the bills that aren't going to charge you every time you walk in to go to therapy. So if you're going to therapy for 6 months, you know, and you have to shell out a high deductible, right? We don't want our clients to put $5,000 out of their pocket for a deductible. So we'll get them to doctors that do that, and they'll have a lien against the case afterwards that will help them. So that'll, one, help the case because you're seeing the doctor. You're not putting money out of the pocket. The client's not stressed. And then, two, there's a lien on the case, so your case has a higher value because you're entitled to receive the out-of-pocket medical expenses back as part of the case.
Yeah, but in Jersey, it's a little deceiving, I know, but $250,000.
Yeah.
Talk about that because it's, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, so our PIP oftentimes, I'd say more often than not, ends up being somewhere between the $100,000 and $250,000 range, which leaves a lot more room for people to treat. And it certainly really helps out the people that don't have, like Ben was talking about, where if you have health insurance, it'll kick in if you're lucky enough to have it after the PIP is exhausted. Fortunately, we usually in this state, now sometimes you see $5,000, that's the minimum, but oftentimes you see between $100 and $250, which gives a lot more room for the people who aren't fortunate enough to have health insurance or sometimes have maybe the state health insurance, which a lot of the medical providers won't take. So you're really limited in who you can see if you have like a Medicaid. So the one good thing about Jersey is it certainly gives you a lot more cushion in your PIP. However,
that's the only good thing about New Jersey.
That's the only good thing about
New
Jersey. That's it.
Don't mention the shore.
What do you think about you got Bruce Springsteen? I mean, come on.
Springsteen's a North Jersey guy. It's a separate state.
It is.
Yeah, it's a separate state.
It is.
But, you know, the one thing about New Jersey is just because you have a certain X amount of PIP, sometimes $250,000, it does not mean the auto PIP carrier will always pay out that amount.
Yeah, I heard they're a lot tighter with it.
Oh, yeah. Just like anything, insurance companies are always looking ways to save money, right? The only goal they have at the end of the claim is to save as much money as possible on your claim. So what they often do is they'll hire IME doctors, independent medical evaluators, during the course of somebody's treatment, chiropractic, orthopedic, neurologic, whatever it may be. They'll have a doctor evaluate the claimant, and 99 out of 100 times, this quote-unquote IME doctor, who we all know is paid for and retained by the insurance company, will come back and say, hey, you know, Ben Steinberg or Joe Dougherty no longer needs any more treatment, okay? Yep, yeah. Based upon our doc, yep, you're fine. Your MMI, maximum medical improvement, no longer needing treatment. And at that point, the auto insurance carrier, the PIP carrier, immediately stops making payments on your claim. So there's a couple things you can do. You can say, okay, we'll abide by what the doctor says, and then hopefully that person has health insurance, and if not, we may have to get a letter of protection like Ben was talking about from a doctor, or you're just done treating. right? Or what we've now done, because we saw this happening too often and not a whole lot of firms do it, is we've created our own PIP department, which means anytime one of our clients is prematurely cut off and one of the doctor's bills isn't paid or the doctors are cut off, one of the treating doctors who, you know, are the ones who actually know what's going on, we have an entire department here dedicated to filing what's called a PIP arbitration. There's an entire separate platform set up for firms who choose to practice in this area to file an arbitration and basically fight them on the that they should be paying the medical bill. And there's arbitrators whose jobs are to hear these arbitrations.
You know what amazes me, though, when I think about it? I wonder why the insurance companies aren't fighting with one another. Like, for example, you know, if I'm a, you know, your healthcare, regular right. healthcare provider, I'm going, whoa. This is an auto accident type situation. I want to make sure that that provider is required to pay a specific amount. They're skipping out on this.
Yeah.
Does that surprise you?
The healthcare providers, at least in my experience, are much more hands-off. The only time, at least in Jersey, and Ben, you can speak to Pennsylvania, is when they're involved is when there's what's called an ERISA lien. And I won't go in too deep into the weeds about what an ERISA lien, but it's usually like a self-funded plan, which they're entitled to their money back and to have a lien on the case.
Yeah,
so that's the only time they're really involved.
Right. I get it. There's, yes. What's it called? Subrogation.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. I get that. But I'm just saying, just in general, why would a healthcare provider, a regular personal healthcare plan, not be, want to take the responsibility of, and why should that be the reason why you need more healthcare, what more PIP? Because
right.
that, if I'm that provider, I'm going, time out of here, brother. You know, it's just a thought.
Yeah, logistically, I think it's
you
tough.
Want to jump on that, Ben?
I think they know the attorney's going to step in
right.
and represent the client and do the work for them.
Yeah, that's
and
also
that's going to help the health provider get paid and health insurance get paid.
They're
going to
get
the
subrogation anyway, right?
That's right.
Right.
So they don't need a fight with the other insurance company when we're doing the work for them while we're representing
And they don't have
client.
To pay us to do it.
That's right.
All right, sounds good. Well, you just answered that question. That's a great answer.
Any other brain busters, Joe? All
right. That's what we're here to do.
I'm an all-year worker. Come on. All right, guys, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We're going to have more from the Justin Cohen Show on WWDB Talk 860 after the break.
Suffering a personal injury due to the negligence of another, whether it be from a motor vehicle accident, an Uber or Lyft accident, a slip and fall accident, a workplace accident, or other, can be a devastating, even life-altering experience. Jeffrey Nuremberg of Nuremberg Law Associates understands how an injury can turn your life upside down. That's why he represents his clients with the utmost care and passion. At Nuremberg Law Associates, you get the representation and resources you need to win and the personal touch and results you deserve. Contact Jeff Nuremberg of Nuremberg Law Associates at 215-569-9100 or online at phillypilaw.com and get the recovery and justice you deserve.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome back to the Justin Cohen Show on WWE Talk 860.
I'll tell you, if we could just record the discussion on the break.
But listen, I'm not even I'm Jewish, and I would have to go to confession of that conversation.
Can I just say it was fascinating?
Yeah, let's go.
I'll tell you, Ben's very deceiving. Bug life.
He is. Man.
Having said that, if you would, Justin, tell our listeners, remind our listeners a little bit about what goes on here at the,
sure.
at the firm, Kotler, Hernandez, and Co. And by the way, I want to thank the firm, obviously, you know, Jose Hernandez, Adam yep. Kotler. And what's your father's name?
Yeah, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Mitch.
Mitch
yes.
Cohen.
Yes.
Oh, that's you. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We don't know which Cohen's up there, but it's one of us.
It's awesome.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, listen, man, just like Ben, we represent anybody that gets injured. So if you're involved in an auto accident, a slip and fall case, a construction accident, a medical malpractice claim, a nursing home neglect claim, and a workers' compensation claim, we do it. We have, I think, six maybe board-certified attorneys. And what that means is we're certified by the Supreme Court as a board-certified attorney. It basically means we've tried a heck of a lot of cases.
Sure.
We're board-certified in both civil, which covers the personal injury practice, and workers' comp, which, of course, covers the workers' injuries practice. So we do a lot of trials here. We're trial attorneys. But we do also, as you know, Joe, we do have a transactional department, which is headed by my father, Mitch, which covers commercial real estate deals, you know, a lot of financing issues, that solar energy issues, residential real estate, estate planning, all that good kind of stuff. So we do have a separate wing that handles that. But certainly our bread and butter is just representing the injured people of New Jersey.
Absolutely. And so, you know, having said that, we talked a little PI. Okay, and auto accidents, the importance
sure.
of having the right coverage and all that stuff, and let's segue a little into workers' compensation.
Yep,
which I happen to love that discussion. I love what you guys do for individuals who otherwise would be absolutely devastated
right.
if they try to navigate that system on their own. And of course, there's what's interesting about this conversation is, and this is, people should know this. The laws and the regulations change state to state. So,
sure.
you know, and so especially when it comes to workers' compensation. Ben, if you would, you guys do work comp and personal injury.
Correct.
Let's talk about that. Somebody gets injured on a job in Philly. I'm going to throw a scenario at you. I got hurt on my job on a Friday during the day, after lunch. I've been working for my company for, 10, 15 years. I've seen guys get hurt before. I'm going to try to suck this up, right? You know, because on Monday when I come back, you know, hopefully I'm going to be better. Over the weekend, I was going to go to a concert, but my back's still hurting on Sunday. You know, Sunday, same. I come back in on Monday, and guess what? It did not get better. It got worse. Okay, now I'm going to, then tell everybody I'm hurt. Now, what kind of trophy seminar am I getting here? You know, like a big, they're going to put a big ceremony together because I sucked it up and I stuck it out there for the company, so that, just in case, so I didn't have to file work comp claim. Are they going to bring everybody in, big jugglers and all that stuff? What's going to happen?
Probably not at any company that you're working at, but some maybe. But usually,
you don't get rewarded for that.
You do not get rewarded for that. Notifying your employer of the injury right away, whether it's a catastrophic injury or something that you don't think is going to be anything that could turn into something like the example you just gave,
yeah.
You want to notify your employer right away so that they're at least aware of it. Because even if you notify them and you continue working and there's no problem with it, then you've covered yourself if something does happen down the road.
How many days do you have to report it? If you get hurt on that Friday, okay, you come back Monday and you're hurting, but you can suck it up. But legally speaking, how many days? It's called giving notice, right?
Correct. You have to give notice. But I could also argue for a client to help them too, is that if you got hurt on the Friday, but you continued working days afterwards, that it's now becoming into a repetitive injury because you got hurt on a certain day and then it's keep getting worse and worse and worse. And if that's the type of injury you have, the last day that you worked, we can use as your work injury. So if you miss a window of notifying your employer, then we can try and make it so it's a
what's the law say though?
How so much? Usually 21 days is when you have to
notify. If you want to get paid from day one, but how long,
So you have 3 years to bring a workers' compensation
claim. What happens?
Claim.
Well, I'm being sarcastic here because if you don't tell
your employer at any point and the statute runs, then you're not going to have a workers' compensation.
True, but what I'm saying is you might have 120 days. You may have 3 years. But if you don't tell them right away, you're opening up a Pandora's box.
Exactly. Because, again, letting them know right away and having them write an incident report about it, because as a law professor used to tell me, paper doesn't go stupid on the stand.
Yeah.
So you have a document right there as soon as your accident happened telling your employer that you were hurt. And then when we go to court, we can say we have notice of the injury. We told them exactly what body part was injured. And then it makes the case a lot easier going forward.
And that notice, how should you give it? You know, I mean, you're allowed to give it verbally, right?
Sure. You can orally tell it to your supervisor, manager, boss. But again, having them write something down is good. I've also had clients, they'll tell it, and then they'll text it to their boss.
A confirmation
like that.
Text. Yep. Love it.
So then if the employer starts fighting that, you know, no, we didn't know about this, anything like that, and I've had this before in court, I've literally printed out the text messages between my client and someone at work, and it shows that the accident happened. And now all of a sudden, one of their big major defenses just went right out the window because I have a piece of paper that showed exactly
now,
what happened.
Now, who are you required to give the notice to?
As long as you give it to a manager, supervisor, anyone higher up.
Yep.
So you don't have to give it to human resources or, you know, the CEO of the company. Just
right.
Someone higher up that takes care of any kind of injury that would happen on work.
Okay, so what talk, Justin, talk about that same requirement.
Yeah, notice requirements. It's really a 90-day notice requirement in New Jersey. Now, I will say the longer it goes without giving notice, the more difficult or the bigger the hurdle it becomes to prove your case. You know, I always tell people, notify people the minute you get hurt, right? The quicker you do it, the much more, like, because I always think of a case through the prism of a trial. So if I'm going to trial and my guy notified, you know, his boss or his supervisor or somebody from HR 89 days after the accident, well, the judge is going to be kind of looking at it with a little bit of a cynical eye. But if you notify somebody within 48 hours, you know, you're much more likely to get over that hurdle. It lends to credibility. So, yeah, the statute says the 90 days, but I always tell people, just do it right away. Just let people know you were hurt at work. You shouldn't feel ashamed of it. And that's oftentimes why they wait, is because they're almost embarrassed or they're ashamed.
What you hear is, I don't want to make waves or anything.
Right,
like
exactly. Make waves. I've heard that line, you know, 1,000 times. I mean, 1,000 times.
And I was being sarcastic, obviously, because they don't reward you for that.
Not at all.
You don't get that trophy or the big ceremony.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're just a number to a lot of the companies.
Right.
So what is the requirement, okay, so for like medical at that point? In other words, you get injured in Philly and on a job you give notice.
Sure.
What is the requirement? And by the way, what is the requirement for the employer?
Sure. I'll start with the second question first because that makes the answer easier. So the employer is supposed to have a list of doctors available to you to choose from once you get hurt. And you have to go to their doctors for the first 90 days. Now, there's technicalities with that, and that always doesn't have to happen. And the employer doesn't always give a list of doctors. So if the employer does not give you a list of doctors after you got hurt, then you can go to any doctor you want, regardless of the 90-day period. So if they do give you the list, you have to go to their doctor for 90 days. But again, it's
you can get second opinions, right?
You can get second opinions. And the issue with that is if you get a second opinion,
they
won't pay for it. But you're going to a doctor of your choosing that you know is out for your best interest versus a doctor that's on the panel that the employer is paying for as well. And a lot of times the employer will write letters to the doctors that is on the list saying, oh, we saw Joe, you know, these are the only body parts that he hurt. Even though you might have hurt 3 or 4 body parts,
sure,
they're only accepting one part, and they're telling the doctor, you can only treat Joe's neck.
It's so interesting that you say that, because individuals that try to navigate themselves have no idea. They're certified workers' compensation attorneys, right?
Right.
It's the only area of the law that I'm aware of, unless it's a patent attorney, where you can get, you're not required, but they give a certification. It's such a specialized area.
Right.
Which means that, you know, you wouldn't want to go to a general practice individual. But I'm saying, you try, let alone navigate it yourself. Now, all of a sudden, you have either a temporary approval or you don't realize that, you know, that neck injury that you're feeling out, you're you know, your knee was the only thing that they actually approved.
Right. And a lot of times we tell clients is, come talk to us. One, we work on a contingent basis, so it's free.
Right.
And two, if everything's going smooth, I'll tell you that everything's going smooth. But once the status quo changes, you have me in your back pocket to just call me up, and I'll be able to tell you how we can fight this right away.
Yeah, you'll be prepared.
That's right. And I'll prepare them even when they're, you know, when everything's going fine and they think the employer is treating them well, I'll let them know what may happen, what may not happen, and how they can navigate those waters so that they're putting themselves in the best possible way if something does happen to
them. And if they don't have to go to their own doctor, to the insurance company's doctor, but they don't know, because not every doctor, like we all look at our family doctors as our, you know, our lifelines, right? But often people end up going to a panel doctor that the last thing they walk in expecting one thing, but they next thing you know, there's nightmares going on. But even family doctors, a lot of won't do workers' compensation. They don't understand it. That they talk about a network of doctors that you have that are patient advocates and all those things.
Absolutely.
So that they don't have to worry about going to places that don't understand it.
Yep, exactly. People go to doctors on the panel and they don't know what's going on and anything else. But we have a network of doctors that we use, whether you're injured in Bucks County, in Philadelphia, the counties, Reading, Allentown, wherever you're hurt, that we can handle your case, that we know the doctor is going to treat your injury. They're going to take your injury serious.
Right.
They're going to get you set up for therapy. They're going to write reports that help your
case. And that's a big part of the case, because a lot of times a panel doctor, I've heard union guys tell me, he looked at me from across the room and told me, I've got to go back to light duty, and I want to go back. I'm not, but I can't pick my arm up.
Correct. And that happens all the time. And the doctors that we send you to, they're going to take your case seriously again. And if
treat
we have
you for your injury.
Treat you for your injuries. And if we have to go to court, we're going to use this doctor as well in a deposition to help your case, to help prove your case.
And he'll support his findings.
Exactly. And we know that they can testify on your behalf in the best way possible as well to help you win your case.
And there's no out-of-pocket costs. Those doctors, obviously, work with good lawyers like yourself that are going to fight for that bill just in case, it becomes a claim petition. But
correct. All those costs are incurred by my office, and we pay them up front. There's no money out of pocket for our client ever whatsoever.
And the contingency fee agreement, which you both live by,
right,
is the great equalizer on the planet. Now, let's segue to what I call, which we're talking about great things about New Jersey. I have some great...
I thought we exhausted that already. Yeah.
Hold on. I grew up at the Jersey Shore with my grandparents.
Yeah.
However... if I took workers' compensation personally, I'd be a little nervous about. So we used to have a saying, and can I say this?
Of course, yeah.
Thank you. I was a union iron worker, okay? And by the way, when you're a union iron worker, you're working on the Walt Whitman Bridge or the high-rise buildings, this may sound crazy, but there's guys bigger than you, up there with you.
I'm not buying it.
No.
I'm not buying it.
Well, let's go take a ride after.
Those are the ones lifting the high.
But we used to have a saying on the bridge. If you got hurt, I worked on the Walt Whitman Bridge, but I had a great job on the bridge. We were putting the bumpers up. But it was wasn't a joke. If you get injured on the bridge and you're on the Jersey side, crawl to the PA side.
Absolutely.
Right? When I start doing legal radio, I realize when you got across there, you should crawl to the left and go up to
Hey,
to
by
Delaware.
The way, even if you get hurt
go
on
up
the
95 and go to Delaware.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say, even if you get hurt on the Jersey side, crawl to the Pennsylvania side.
Well, here's the thing. Jersey comp is a whole different animal, Justin.
It's a whole different bag of balls, man. It's a very different system. And the fundamental difference is what Ben was talking about, that 90. Even in that 90-day period, if they give you a panel of docs, you still have some opportunities to get second opinions. There's none of that here.
Well, one of the things about, and by the way, we have 5 minutes left. But what I
time
do,
flies when you're with Steinberg, yeah. What I mean?
And you, Justin. But yeah. Let me just say this. I've had conversations, and you guys are incredibly knowledgeable, because there are some things that are there are some better, some regulations in Jersey, than in
sure.
Philly. But you guys navigate that and understand that system better than anybody.
Oh, yeah. And listen, it comes with being willing to put your money where your mouth is, zealously rep your client, and litigate, because the system is set up for the insurance companies to control everything. And when that happens, we all know the health of your client is not a priority.
Yeah.
So their goal is to pay as little on the claim as possible, which leads to denials of claims that should not be denied. It leads to delays in care, delays in medical bills, sending to doctors who maybe aren't qualified to treat that particular injury just because they happen to be in their small network of doctors who treats work accidents. It's a very, very difficult system, which leads to a lot of litigation. But, you know, as they say, such is the business we chose, you know, and that's why anyone who works here has to, you have to have trial chops, because this system isn't for the faint of heart. It's not a system where you can just settle everything. There's a lot of fighting and scratching and clawing to be done on this side. And, you know, this, again, it's because the insurance company is empowered. I'm not saying they're not empowered in Pennsylvania, but it's a very different system here. They are the quarterbacks of everything here. And that leads to a lot of difficult issues for injured people.
Which is more the reason why you absolutely need to have an attorney who understands the system here. You know, it's with some of the things that we've talked about in the past, you've opened my eyes up in being able to obtain medical situation.
Right.
Like, for example, in Jersey, they can assign you a surgeon, right? Well, you know, you guys know how to, you know, if the person's not comfortable with that surgeon. I mean, you need absolutely the best professionals.
Yes.
In order to do that, or you're, you know, you're potentially in jeopardy there.
Yeah.
Guys, I must say, this was the fastest hour.
Wow.
You got to be kidding me.
Let's go for two. Let's play two, man.
Let's do it. Yeah, I mean, fantastic show.
Joe, thank you as always, friend. Ben, you're the best.
Thank you.
Thanks
this
so much,
great.
Man.
You know, I let's do this. Ben, if you would, contact information for yourself and at the firm.
Sure. It's Ben Steinberg, Lerner Steinberg & Associates. Our website is www.injuryinpa.com, and you can call us at 215-355-6400.
And that's for personal injury and workers' comp.
Personal injury, workers' comp. If you're hurt in any way, at anywhere, at any time, give us a call and we can help you out.
Awesome. Justin Cohen?
Sure. Thanks, Joe. Cutler, Hernandez, and Cohen. The website is peoplefirstlawyers.com, peoplefirstlawyers.com. Give us a call at our main office, 856-751-7676. You can always email me as well. My email address is my first name, Justin, at khcfirm.com.
And we're talking New Jersey workers' comp, New Jersey personal injury, you know, and a slew of other areas.
And a slew of other areas. Anybody needs any legal transactional work done, we have my dad and has 30 years of big firm experience. But our, of course, our bread and butter is, you know, just kind of like Ben said, if you get injured and you're injured in the state of New Jersey, we can help you out.
Fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Justin
Go Phils.
Go Phils. Go Eagles.
Go Eagles.
By the way, it doesn't matter if this next week or if they're hearing this next week, that's a perpetual message.
And if they lose, you're dead to me, Birds. <all right?
laughs> Exactly. So having said that, I want to obviously thank everybody for tuning in. We want to thank everybody here at Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen for obviously sponsoring the show and making it happen. Of course, Ben Steinberg and for our host, Justin Cohen. Fantastic show, gentlemen. On behalf of the gentlemen, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.